trying to explain to kids that their dreams should include a little bit of, I've had this conversation with my son who has dreamed of Twitch streaming superstardom. I'm like, yes, but Amazon is in the way of your audience. And how can you connect with an audience without the corporations? And in a lot of the young people's hope labor these days has definitely has a huge internet company between them and the audience.
You're listening to
WGXC Accra,
Hudson Catskill,
90.7 FM.
Did you know the Rolf Jansen Community Library serves Ankrum, Copake, and Hillsdale?
As a matter of fact, I did know that. Ask me another.
Did you know that the Rojan Library has thousands of books, audiobooks, DVDs, and music CDs you can enjoy for free?
Yep, I knew that too.
Did you know that the Rojan Library puts on dozens of special programs like concerts and lectures, story time for kids, and seminars on computer skills and estate planning?
Uh-huh.
Well, Smarty Pants, is there anything about the Rojan Library you don't know?
Yeah, how do they get all that great stuff done with just three employees?
It's all about the volunteers. The library depends on volunteers for everything from working the circulation desk to staffing special events. They can always use more help.
Sounds like fun. How can I become a volunteer?
Just go to the library's website at rojanlibrary.org and click on the volunteer tab.
Hey, I knew that.
Sure you did.
Tune in every morning at 5 a.m., 7 a.m., and 9 a.m. for all the local news from the WGXC newsroom, from the Public News Service, from the River Newsroom's coronavirus report, to interviews from our partner station WOOC in Troy. You'll also hear the Better Weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate every morning on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM, your place on the dial for local news.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Audrey Berman of Germantown, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You are listening to 90.7 FM WGXC, the local hangout of the airwaves for Greene and Columbia counties.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that an audit of the New York State Thruway Authority, announced May 26 by Comptroller Tom DiNapoli, found the state is owed $276.3 million in fees and tolls. Almost half of that money is owed by out-of-state drivers. The audit suggested several ways the state could work to collect the money. Thruway Executive Frank Hoare said the authority, and I quote, will continue to utilize all available tools at our disposal to fairly and effectively collect tolls and violation fees from our customers, end quote. Thruway officials are raising tolls by about 5% on the first day of 2024 and an additional 5% on January 2027. Those increases would be even larger for drivers who do not have EasyPass. Politically, collecting tolls from out-of-state drivers will be more popular than increasing tolls for everyone. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Brian Hubert reports in the Daily Freeman that WAMC President and CEO and constant on-air presence Alan Chartok said he is retiring from radio and his newspaper columns. The 81-year-old said it was, and I quote, time for a new group of leaders to take the helm, end quote. Stacy Roseberry, WAMC's Director of Operations and Engineering, was named interim CEO by the Executive Committee of the nonprofit's Board of Trustees. Chartok took over WAMC in 1981 when Albany Medical Center handed over the FM signal. Then Chartok grew WAMC from a single station into a 29-station network over seven northeastern states. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Porcupine Soup rounds up a list of all the Memorial Day parades and events in Greene County this weekend. On May 26, Wyndham VFW Post 1545 held Memorial Day services on the front lawn of the Wyndham Ashland Jewett School. On May 28, American Legion Bunt Brewer Post 165 in Tannersville holds its annual Memorial Day parade, meeting at noon at Botini Fuel on Route 23A and ending at Tannersville Village Hall. Most of the events are on Memorial Day, May 29th, with events in Athens, Cairo, Catskill, Coxsackie, Greensville, Lexington, Prattsville, and Durham. And you can read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, and COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice holiday weekend.
Florida, once the land of make-believe, now a real-life horror under Ron DeSantis. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan, our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast.
We've braved the belly of the beast. We've learned that quiet isn't always peace. And the norms and notions of what just is isn't always just is.
These lines are from The Hill We Climb, a poem recited by then 22-year-old inaugural poet Amanda Gorman at President Joe Biden's swearing-in on January 20th, 2021. Her words resonated with extra force that day as she wrote the poem just 2 weeks earlier on January 6th as she watched the Trump-inspired MAGA mob storm the U.S. Capitol. Trump's desperate efforts to overturn his 2020 election defeat failed, but the racist, nativist movement of Trumpism is still alive and well. More than 2 years later, Gorman's remarkable poem is back in the news. It was published as a book not long after the inauguration, and this week, Amanda Gorman tweeted that the book had been banned from an elementary school library in Miami-Dade County, Florida. That Florida is the state where this highly acclaimed literary work was banned should come as no surprise. Under Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, who formally launched his presidential campaign on Wednesday in a glitch-ridden Twitter live stream hosted by billionaire Elon Musk, Florida's become ground zero for systemic state-sponsored censorship, intolerance, and discrimination. DeSantis clearly sees his path to the White House is to out-Trump Trump. It seems there isn't a historically marginalized group or progressive policy DeSantis isn't willing to attack. DeSantis is throwing shade on the Sunshine State. Residents, citizen and non-citizen alike, are suffering under a barrage of punitive legislation targeting the LGBTQ community, African Americans, and immigrants. DeSantis signed a draconian 6-week abortion ban in April. A year before that, he launched a campaign against the Walt Disney Company after Disney publicly opposed his anti-LGBTQ legislation dubbed the Don't Say Gay Law. He originally banned the College Board's Advanced Placement African American Studies course in an assault on critical race theory. The NAACP is so alarmed with Florida's drastic policies that it's issued a travel advisory for the state. Florida is openly hostile toward African Americans, people of color, and LGBTQ plus individuals, the NAACP's advisory reads. It goes on, before traveling to Florida, please understand that the state of Florida devalues and marginalizes the contributions of and the challenges faced by African Americans and other communities of color, it says. LULAC, the League of United Latin American Citizens, seconded the travel ban in response to a DeSantis-signed law going into effect July 1st that severely criminalizes undocumented immigrants. Quote, LULAC believes that these hostile and dangerous new laws create a clear and present danger to Latinos in Florida and to Americans in general, LULAC President Domingo Garcia said on May 17th.
We're issuing a travel advisory for anybody traveling to Florida. Florida is a dangerous, hostile environment for law-abiding Americans and immigrants. It's not always been that way. And we need to make sure that everybody understands that you can be arrested for literally taking somebody to the hospital, for literally taking somebody to Disney World.
DeSantis' attack on education didn't stop at the AP African American Studies course. He targeted Florida's renowned progressive public New College of Florida, replacing its board of trustees with hand-picked political hacks who immediately fired the president and key administrators and dissolved the school's diversity office. In response, the American Association of University Professors formed a special committee on academic freedom and Florida. In a preliminary report issued this week, the committee wrote, quote, academic freedom, tenure, and shared governance in Florida's public colleges and universities currently face a politically and ideologically driven assault unparalleled in U.S. history. Initiated and led by Governor Ron DeSantis and the Republican majority in the state legislature, this onslaught, if sustained, threatens the very survival of meaningful higher education in the state. This is all part of DeSantis's so-called war on woke, which he intends to take national should he win the White House. People are organizing to stem the damage DeSantis is doing on a daily basis in Florida. PEN America, Penguin Random House, and several authors and parents are suing the school board in Pensacola, Florida, for banning books from school libraries.
We are suing in Escambia County to challenge the removal of books from classroom and school libraries.
Suzanne Nossel, CEO of PEN America, said on the Democracy Now! NewsHour.
This effort disproportionately targets books by and about authors of color, LGBTQ narratives. And so we're bringing a challenge under both the First and the 14th Amendments to the Constitution. The First Amendment, because these bans and removals violate children's right to read. And the 14th Amendment, because they raise equality concerns when books are targeted based on the stories told, who's telling the stories, what the color or the sexual orientation of the characters. That violates our protections for equality in education. And so we're asking the school board to put these books back on the shelves and the court to vindicate children's right to read.
History has its eyes on us.
Amanda Gorman recited on Inauguration Day from The Hill We Climb, now a book currently unavailable to elementary school readers in Miami Lakes, Florida.
We will not be turned around or interrupted by intimidation because we know our inaction and inertia will be the inheritance of the next generation.
I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the holiday weekend. Well, on Saturday, it will be sunny with a high near 78 degrees and a light and variable wind. On Saturday night, it will be mostly clear with a temperature low of around 50 degrees and a calm wind. On Sunday, it will be mostly sunny with a temperature high near 82 degrees. And on Sunday night, it will be mostly clear with a temperature low of around 55 degrees. And on Monday, Memorial Day, it will be mostly sunny with a temperature high near 84 degrees. And on Monday night, partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 53 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia Counties.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Nora E. Edelman of Athens, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC has a new call-in number for anyone to leave a 3-minute message that we will play back on the air. Listeners can leave as many 3-minute audio letters to the editor at 518-212-7509 as they want, and WGXC will let your voice be heard on the local airwaves. The number again to call in and record a 3-minute message that will be played back on 90.7 FM is 518-212-7509.
WGXC believes in creative use of the airwaves. WGXC is a program division of the nonprofit arts organization Wave Farm, based in Acre, New York. We are the only station in the country to dedicate significant airtime to radio as an artistic medium. Tune in to transmission art and experimental sound programming overnight and on Saturdays, and hear artists from all over the world who sculpt and compose with the airwaves.
Wave Farm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wave Farm and WGXC operate and broadcast. The Mohicans name themselves the people of the waters that are never still, following their arrival along the Great Ebb Tide River, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations and in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For more information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge-Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit Mohican.com.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC. Hands-on, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Rehearsing and nursing a part, we know every card by heart. Overture, curtain lights, this is it. We'll hit the heights, and oh, what heights we'll hit. On with the show, this is it.
...2017 new music from Chris Forsythe and the Solar Motel Band. The song is called Have We Mistaken the Bottle for the Whiskey Inside from the album Dreaming in the Non-Dream.
Thank you.
Next, we tune in the latest episode of the I Have Seen Niagara radio theater show from G. Lucas Crane and Rick Royer. The show airs Saturday mornings on the WGXC Morning Show between 9 and 10 a.m. and every early Wednesday night just after midnight.
Lost among the detritus of our details, we turn the jewel-hardened sputum of our Niagara and let it catch our light in its facets. We shall spend a special series of moments now perversely investigating the mystical, unspeakable, and unspoken layers evident in our textures, the tales within our tales, beyond language, beyond reason, beyond the Western Door.
Force field that is at the same time a psychic field. This is the physical contact of the axionic entity. The person is being immersed and engulfed into a wave of energy. The contact is felt like that of a beam of light projected suddenly on your face with your eyes closed, or the heaviness of a heat wave one experiences in the hottest days of summer, or the paralyzing sensation on entering a very cold, freezing, sub-zero temperature of the outdoors. Certain people describe it like a wind or water running upon skin. Others compare it to the sensation one experiences when holding a magnet in the vicinity of iron. That sensation is a physical attraction or pulling toward a certain direction. A magnet, in fact, attracts iron and certain other materials by virtue of the surrounding fields of force produced by the motion of its atomic electrons and the alignment of
cheeseburger? Do you want jalapeno poppers? Do you want Frito pie? Do you want onion rings? Do you want steak bomb? Do you want chili cheese fries? Do you want mozzarella sticks? Do you want fried chicken?
She wants to hear him one more time, find closure. She bursts into a weep. Her foot taps mechanically. The churning leg milks her grief into the unseen pseudo-alchemical chambers working below. Every drop of that grief is collected through a network of tubes, glass and copper channels, terminating in bubbling beakers and fat-bellied iron vessels. The sobs, the moment of release, moaning, wailing, and all that wafts in from those in mourning is pulled under the floorboards by hot vacuum, filling sorrow jars and tanks of longing. It's oozing through the clear glass, smoking back up in a miasma that helps the seer see, helps the mediums make out the shapes in the invisible, yielding air. Lilyville processed pain is the philosopher's stone of the mystics of this town. Shelley is 83 years old, yet still riding her bike through the streets every morning, dumping hot ash under the tombstones, washing the sacred stump. The look in her eyes alive, smelling of cardamom, too virile, ravishing, is Shelley, with skin so youthful, blessed by the tears of joy and agony, sucked out silently and mixed with the elixirs that moisturizes her skin, softens her dough, she parties. God, the parties here in Lilyville. All night, hard and frisky. Mr. Long, psychic, never catches a cold, has a mood like a rainbow, and has helped people connect to those on the other side, while he himself will live the long life on this side, thanks to the captured grief sweat, boiled in flasks, prepped to be exchanged for the power to hear the dead crystal clear. The hazy sizzle of a ghost touch, quickly as a flash, might have said, "I wait for thee, my lovely sister." Or was it, "I'm watering my lovely toaster"? A transformation takes place. An excess of pathos in one end, and magic out the other. Into the blonde helmets goes the gravity. Mothers mourning their dead kids. Kids missing their dead folks. Lonely husbands and wives waiting for the message with open wounds crying out to suture themselves with the stitches of a sign, a door, an assurance that the dead are at peace and joyful. It has a smell, a weight, and even a taste. Such things as hot, fresh anguish and deep cup of regret. At an average reading, no less than a giant spirit can be contacted, given the right dose of trap fumes rising up from the reservoir of countless tears, waxing the faces of the bereaved with lavender Vaseline, as if awaiting the pressing of a jelly death mask mold to be sold at a later point at the local ghost shop. Lilyville, neither sinister nor beneficent, neither scam nor bargain, a duty-free shop on the borders of life and death, and science and spirit is all. Come, bring your deepest feelings. They shall be cooked, smoked, and snorted through old seance cones for stronger cuticles and clairvoyant skills. Here's one now.
Someone should say that sense can rise from nonsense only through the power of change, or through extrusion by some kind of birth, it will suffice to show and prove to him that birth must be preceded by coition, and that no change can take place without joint action. In the first place, no senses can exist in matter before we have a living creature, because, of course, its substance is dispersed in air, and things born here. And hasn't foregathered nor made those balanced movements proper to life, that start sensation, guard all watchful, guardian of
No, 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 no. Not quite. The moisture. It's the message.
Further, since pain occurs when in our parts and organs, atoms of matter are disturbed and shaken from location by some force, but pleasure results when they drop back in place, you'll see that atoms cannot be attacked by any pain, nor of themselves gain pleasure, since out of all the atoms, there are none whose movements could, by change, be rendered painful, or garner the fruits of sweet life-giving joy. Atoms must not then be endowed with sense.
Lilyville is not only known for their psychics, but they're also home of the world-famous Lilyville soft pretzels. Yes, this is the same Lilyville as the popular Lilyville soft pretzel chain, found in many rest stops along the East Coast. In 1989, Marion Winfield of Lilyville started selling her unique soft pretzels on a roadside along a busy section of Route 33, and her salty, buttery and her salty and her salty
with a magnifying glass with a magnification of 4 diameters, only a contraction of the large intestine could be seen. The mouth and vessels were too small for the given magnification. After half an hour of preparation of the
in
1989,
Marion Winfield
of the bowel to be observed. Contraction occurs every 5 to 6 minutes and were well marked.
Lilyville is not only known for their psychics, but they are also home of the world-famous Lilyville soft pretzels. Yes, this is the same Lilyville as the popular Lilyville soft pretzel chain, found in many rest stops along the East Coast. In 1989, Marion Winfield of
Our quantum world is constantly splitting into multiple copies of itself. When two persons share the same experience, they are the same layer of branch, and this layer is also divided into billions of micro branches. Our quantum world is constantly splitting into multiple copies of itself. When two persons share the same experience, they are the same layer of branch, and this layer is also divided into billions of micro branches.
Higher beings are only too happy when you show yourself loving enough to rise. You will be given every help and chance when you ask for it, whether you ask by taking LSD or any other way, be it simple prayer or writing a letter to Santa Claus. You're never asked to torment or frustrate yourself. You don't have to prove anything. You can't prove anything. Your vibrations always speak true. You can't lie about them. And it is easy to rise on the wings of love. love. No matter how convincing any perception of any level of reality, no matter how overwhelming, intricate, and complex, you are still seeing only a fragment within our true reality, being just us, unresisting, unattached, loving all.
As in the Egyptian rite, so that the vapor and burning smell of the sacred smoke left without troubling the temple. On the other side of the altar, I found this inscription, exquisitely carved in rough letters, reminding me of the altar found at Velisium near Tarentum. As I circled this earthy or subterranean place, I saw no other handiwork except seats joined to the walls and of the same material. After admiring all these things diligently, without measureless delight and singular devotion, I returned to the surface, where I wondered at the preservation of that splendid work, the Sumerian. It confirmed my suspicion that the temple had had an open roof, because the ruins had piled up around it while leaving this part undamaged. Now I cast my eyes about and saw that one of the tribunes was almost intact. Straightway, my feet followed my eyes, and I hastened the tomb. In its ceiling, an elaborate picture had been preserved, subtly executed with incredible skill and expertise on colored mosaics.
That you needed to make some changes. Is there love in your past?
Yes, I mean, my family, when I was a kid, always provided lots of love. I don't know, I'm just... I tried Match.com, I tried Christian Singles, I tried Bumble, and it's just guy after guy, and, you know, it's like, I want love, I want a family, I want someone who will make me think it's going to take me out to a nice dinner.
I see a strong man, I see a very strong man, near you. Soldier.
Soldier?
Yeah.
Someone that was, it's like someone just moved into my apartment. He helped me carry my groceries the other day, and rough around the edges. And I did go for military men. Put myself out there. My job has gotten busy, so I haven't been able to go to curves as often as I used to.
Get some nice makeup. Get some new, big, strong. Carrying boxes, carrying dorm fridges and things. Very strong.
Get a buzz cut.
Yeah.
I don't really feel a kind of presence around me. Like, benevolent presence.
Someone, there are lots of hands. Did you know someone who was passed who had lots of hands?
The present research was designed to ascertain what type of person commits suicide at Niagara Falls. Data were collected on suicides identified by the police on both sides of the falls from 1978 to 1988. During the 11-year period from 1978 to 1988, 60 suicides jumped from the American side, and 81 jumped from the Canadian. This total of 141 suicides, an average of 12.8 each year, represents an increase over the average of 7.1 reported by Lester and Brockup for the period from 1958 to 1967. Of those whose sex was known, 59% were male and 41% female. Thus, the percentage of women is higher than it generally is for suicides in the United States, 24%, or Canada, 25%. The mean age of the women was 38 years old, and of the men, 39.5 years. The most popular points for entering the water, Prospect Point on the American side, and Table Rock on the Canadian, are the points where a typical visitor first encounters the water. The majority of the suicides occurred during the summer months, May to August, and during the day, from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. In other words, at times when most tourists are visiting the falls, an intervention by bystanders is most likely.
Most radio shows don't come with a demonstration, but most radio shows aren't Radio Wonderland.
Greatest hits.
So then I take more pieces of live radio, slice them, fit them into the groove, and then in a few minutes you get something like...
In LA, some restrictions apply.
It's radio made completely out of radio. I'm Joshua, but you just call me Radio Wonderland.
10:30 a.m. Saturday mornings till 11.
Some restrictions apply.
Thank you. like a fly.